In 1864, the Reverend J.P. Gulliver of Norwich, Connecticut, recalled a conversation with Abraham Lincoln about how the president had acquired his famously persuasive rhetorical skill. The source, Lincoln said, was geometry. In the course of my law reading, I constantly came upon the word demonstrate. I thought at first that I understood its meaning, but soon became satisfied that I did not. I consulted Webster's dictionary. That told of certain proof, proof beyond the possibility of doubt, but I could form no idea what sort of proof that was. I thought a great many things were proved beyond a possibility of doubt, without recourse to any such extraordinary process of reasoning as I understood demonstration to be. I consulted all the dictionaries and books of reference I could find, but with no better results. You might as well have defined blue to a blind man. At last I said, Lincoln, you can never make a lawyer if you do not understand what demonstrate means. And I left my situation in Springfield, went home to my father's house, and stayed there till I could give any propositions in the 6 books of Euclid at sight. I then found out what demonstrate means and went back to my law studies. Gulliver was fully on board, replying, "No man can talk well unless he is able, first of all, to define to himself what he is talking about. Euclid, well studied, would free the world of half its calamities by banishing half the nonsense which now deludes and curses it. I have often thought that Euclid would be one of the best books to put on the catalog of the Tract Society if they could only get people to read it. It would be a means of grace." Lincoln, Gulliver tells us, laughed and agreed, "I vote for Euclid." Lincoln, like the shipwrecked John Newton, had taken up Euclid as a source of solace at a rough time in his life. In the 1850s, after a single term in the House of Representatives, he seemed finished in politics and was trying to make a living as an ordinary traveling lawyer. He had learned the rudiments of geometry in his earlier job as a surveyor and now aimed to fill the gaps. His law partner William Herndon, who often had to share a bed with Lincoln at small country inns in their sojourns around the circuit, recalls Lincoln's method of study. Herndon would fall asleep while Lincoln, his long legs hanging over the edge of the bed, would stay up late into the night with a candle lit, deep in Euclid. One morning, Herndon came upon Lincoln in their offices in a state of mental disarray. He was sitting at the table, and spread out before him lay a quantity of blank paper, large heavy sheets, a compass, a rule, numerous pencils, several bottles of ink of various colors, and a profusion of stationery and writing appliances generally. He had evidently been struggling with a calculation of some magnitude, for scattered about were sheet after sheet of paper covered with an unusual array of figures. He was so deeply absorbed in study, he scarcely looked up when I entered. Only later in the day did Lincoln finally get up from his desk and tell Herndon that he had been trying to square the circle. That is, he was trying to construct a square with the same area as a given circle, where to construct something, in proper Euclidean style, is to draw it on the page using just 2 tools, a straight edge and a compass. He worked at the problem for 2 straight days, Herndon remembers, almost to the point of exhaustion. "I have been told that the so-called squaring of the circle is a practical impossibility, but I was not aware of it then, and I doubt if Lincoln was. His attempt to establish the proposition having ended in failure, we in the office suspected that he was more or less sensitive about it and were therefore discreet enough to avoid referring to it."